Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are visiting the Philadelphia Museum of Art. In fact, we'll be here for a few episodes as we look at art within the walls of this wonderful collection and this very iconic art museum, the Philadelphia Museum of Art. For this episode, we are going to be looking at medieval art. Medieval art teaches us a great deal about medieval church life, about medieval theology, and even about the medieval world. The first thing we realize is the art is dominated by religious themes and depictions of biblical events. This makes sense as this is the era of Christendom. The second thing we need to know is that medieval art was in a variety of media. Of course, there was painting and sculpture, illuminated manuscripts. We have stained glass, but also artists worked with metals and with jewels. We have mosaics. We have the beginning of fresco paintings. These are the mural paintings using a wet limestone and mixing pigments with water. This, of course, will come to its apex at the Sistine Chapel. And we also have tapestries. Well, let's turn our attention to some of the medieval art in the collection of the Philadelphia Art Museum. The first thing we come to are what are called reliquaries. These reliquaries were shrines that were intended to hold relics. Relics of the saints, relics of the apostles. There were relics related to Mary and to Jesus. And you can find these reliquaries all over cathedrals in Europe. They're highly jeweled and decorated boxes of various shapes. There's a dozen or so in the collection at Philadelphia Art Museum. One is a little round locket box with a carving of a sheep on it. It has the Latin language Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God. It's from the time of Pope Urban V, 1378 to 1389. And inside that round box is a medal made of wax from one of the Easter candles that was used in one of the services at St. John's Lateran Church. This is before the Vatican and before St. Peter's Basilica. And so this understood to be holy service and this Easter wax, and these would have been saved and sent all over to the Pope's friends, and this one ended up in Philadelphia. There's also a reliquary that's shaped like an arm. It's an arm raised with a hand raised in the gesture of the priest or the bishop giving a blessing. And this was a common form for reliquaries. You see these all over Europe. This one is silver with glass stones and crystals, and it has an amethyst. And inside that would be relics of the saints. There's a 4-panel painting dedicated to telling the story of Saint Sebastian. Saint Sebastian was a highly placed Roman military official who converted to Christianity in 283. And under Diocletian, the emperor before Constantine, in an intense time of persecution, was martyred for his faith. During the Middle Ages, a significant and very large legend grew up around the life of Saint Sebastian, and this particular piece of art is 4 panels of a painting that was an altarpiece in Marseille, and they were removed and taken apart during the French Revolution, but they depict the life of Saint Sebastian. One has him destroying idols. One has him being shot by arrows, as the legend has it, that he was miraculously healed from that. And then again, Diocletian's soldiers caught up with him and martyred him in a 4th panel. Depicts his martyrdom. There's a very tiny painting. It's about the size of 2 cell phones put together by Jan van Eyck, and it is of St. Francis of Assisi, and it has him kneeling. But the fascinating thing about this painting, if you look it up, in the background is a city, and it's a tiny little painting, and in the background is a city, and if you were to blow that up, you would see that van Eyck had put incredible detail into that painting. Little horses gathered around a lake, and even with saddles on them. This painting was small. It was likely intended for pilgrims to carry with them. Well, those are some of the things that you will find in the medieval collection at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and they give us great insight into the medieval church and into the medieval world. Well, I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, let's have a quote. This from Thomas Watson, Puritan, on preaching. Watson says, "This is the grand design of preaching, not only for the enlightening, but for the establishing of souls, not only to guide them in the right way, but to keep them in it."